Welcome to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com, and we archive these programs at richarddugan.com. And we are coming to you on location. It's a very rare and extraordinary privilege to be able to use somebody else's facility to interview my guests, and I'm very grateful to the owners of the Concordance here in the Marina at Marina Del Rey for allowing myself and my guest, Marisa Russo. You are, as your PR information says, you're an international forensic healer.
That's
and I want to welcome you both to the program as well as to the States. You're on your U.S. tour as we speak.
Thank you, Richard. It's an absolute delight to be here. The people are very warm and very open-minded, which is absolutely amazing.
Does that surprise you?
Yes, it actually it does. I feel like I've come home. It does. I feel that a lot of people are open to healers. They're open to different modalities of healing and open to law of attraction. It's just wonderful.
Now, do you not have the same open reception in Australia, or is it?
It's a smaller following.
Okay.
And a little bit more skeptical, and it's a little bit more hidden. In fact, since I've been here, I feel like we're probably living a little in the dark ages. Maybe they're a little fearful of being burned at the stake or something, but it's a smaller following.
Well, that can still happen, you know. We hope not.
No.
But I say that in all jest. Now, you are what is referred to as a forensic healer. Now, what I know of forensics, that's post-mortem.
Yeah, that's right.
So explain to me how it is that you work with the living.
Okay. In the same way, like a forensic scientist will look at information, will look at a dead body, analyze it in many different ways, find out causes, find out the hows, the whens, the whats and the whys of what happened to a person. Basically, that's the general idea of forensic science. And I do it with the living. So I will analyze, read a person's energy field. They'll come to me with a condition. I'll analyze their energy field. I'll read the information. And then I'll give them the answers. They may say, look, I've got a really bad back and I've had it for years. And I'll read all that information. I'll say, well, this is the cause. And once I identify it, we're halfway there. It's like it's exposed.
Mm-hmm.
We've found it. And then I'm a conduit or channel for energy to heal and release it.
Is there also a certain aspect to, and maybe this is more semantics, that many people are sort of walking around kind of like zombies? They're in a daze because there's so much coming at them from day to day in their own personal lives and from the news, and the list goes on. And so they're not really living their lives.
Yes, that's exactly correct. And sometimes it gets so bad that people change. That's when people will change, when they get enough leverage or it's painful, it's too painful. So they are forced in a way to be open to something different.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we are bombarded today, and hence why a lot of people are seeking, I think, a more spiritual route to get that balance, because if you don't, you get out of balance, and then you shut down, or you create blocks in your body and your energy field, and then that causes problems, conditions, and until it gets too bad that you say, this isn't working for me,
mm-hmm.
living this way, I'm ready to change.
So that particular lifestyle isn't serving them, just as we talk many times about the various religious traditions that we maybe were born into, and after a while, it's not serving me. It's not that I hate it.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah, it's not enough.
There's not enough there. There's no new spiritual nutrition for me there.
There's got to be more.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did all of this begin for you? Were you born with this extraordinary gift, or
did
you get hit by a bolt of lightning, somebody told you, have this incredible gift, you need to be using it?
Yeah. Well, in fact, I grew up not knowing I had the gift. I grew up really in a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, a lot of abuse in my childhood. So I shut down. I closed myself off to just endure, to cope.
Mm-hmm.
So I really felt nothing. I was quite frozen. I did know I was sensitive, and I look back and there was the odd spiritual experience I did have, but that gradually really closed down, and then I couldn't stand it anymore, and I kind of went crazy. In my teens,
mm-hmm.
and my mother will vouch for that. No, not a problem. And so then I went on this crazy life, drank too much, smoked too much, and that resulted then in chronic pain. And that got so bad that I needed to look in a different route, because what I was looking at, what treatments I was having were a little conventional and it weren't hitting the mark. And so someone said to me, you know, you should try this guy. He's weird and different. And I thought, weird and different, I'll go for that.
You were ready for that.
I was ready for something different. And so I started that. And that was when I felt energy started to move in my body. It's like they switched me on. And then I spent years and years of studying different modalities, because it didn't heal me straight away. It started to release a lot of blocks. And so then I started learning it, and then I started working with it. However, the gift unfolded when I had an inner child healing. So all that pent-up trauma and stress was released on my body. Already knew prior to it, I was already crying before the healing. Somehow it knew that something was going to come up. And I was on the table with this quite amazing healer, and I just released a huge, it was just crazy. My body started shaking and moving and everything was vibrating, and I wanted to run, but I stayed. I thought I had to get through this. And then it unleashed this incredible energy that I could feel people's thoughts. I would move. I physically move. When I tune myself in, and when I heal, I warn my clients, I say, I feel energy. So it is almost when I need to release something big, it's like a bolt of lightning coming through my body, and it's like this bang. So that was the beginning, and then I've refined it, and I've kept learning and refined it, and now I've come up with forensic healing. So it worked out really the real root causes of people's conditions.
Now, sort of a sidebar in terms of semantics, was forensic healing the first choice, or was it something that was chosen that would sort of get people's attention?
Yeah, good question. I used to be called quantum healing.
And which, a huge buzzword, quantum. Everything, quantum mac and cheese. I'm waiting for that one.
I was quantum healing. And then what I would do, I'd get so excited about what I'd find in a healing session. I'd phone my husband and I'd say, look, this is what happened. This is what I found. And this is what we released. And time and time and time, I'd just get on the phone, or I'd come home and I'd tell him story after story. And he goes, you know what you are? You're a forensic healer, because it was in the detail. It's in that detail that identified what was wrong. It was like the forensics. And I put this story together, and it's in that story that it exposes what it is. And so, because there are many reasons why someone may have something, and that's the trick, is finding that out.
Now, you talked about having an inner child healing.
Yes, okay. Yes.
A lot of people are concerned about that. Well, for the sake of argument, we will certainly go along with the fact that, yes, that is a process that each one of us probably could use.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are afraid of that, because there's a lot of stuff that happened in our childhoods that, it would just be better if I just forgot about it. I don't even want to remember, because it's in the past. It's over.
Yes, that's true. And that I was one of them. I didn't want to face it. In fact, there was an incident that I didn't recall, and I had blocked it totally out. And it wasn't until I was in my late 20s, I started crying for no reason. I cried and I cried and I didn't know. So I started doing counseling, and it led on from there. However, I couldn't live any longer with all that suppressed emotion. That's very toxic. And so I knew I had to continue. And yes, it was so painful. I spent 10 years of crying. Yeah.
And you knew where that was coming from. Now, you had a fairly good idea that it was coming from way past.
Yes. My father's very abusive in many ways. So, and I really didn't like him. So it was a very obvious source. I couldn't even really be around him. So it was very obvious to me what all my pain and suffering was coming from. But I had to get to a point where I had not blame him anymore and take responsibility and work it all out.
And what was it? I had heard something along the lines of that we need to be healing ourselves. I mean, yes, it's great that we go out there and we work on other people and we do the energy work and whatever the name we want to put to it.
Yes.
But if we're not dealing with our own stuff, how effective are we really?
Oh, look, I so agree. That's why when I do a healing workshop or a presentation, I'll say, do you believe in the law of attraction? And if they can say, yes, I do, then they're saying that what I put out, I bring joy back to me. So that's a really great start. So then I say, I'm an assistant for you. I'm like a conduit to assist you to speed this whole process up and bring through the healing. And I put out there, I say, I only want the people to come to me that resonate with this and I can help. That way I get a really good success rate. And yes, they do need to take some responsibility to say, I do my bit. I say, I'll do my bit. You do your bit.
And so you've been doing this for how many years, roughly?
Over 20 in the health industry, but as in this type of healing, it's probably about 12 now.
Okay. And primarily in Australia?
Yes.
Must it be a hands-on or in-person type of healing or treatment?
No, I can do via over the phone. I can do a distant healing. So I can read an energy field. We're all connected. So I can read an energy field from far away. I've even already read yours.
Yeah, you have some information that you were going to share in that regard, and I don't have a problem with that at all.
Okay.
I would just let our listeners know you're listening to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We're here with Marisa Russo. She is here in the United States on her U.S. tour. Where do you go from the California coast?
I'm going to Portland.
Still a bastion of this alternative health and wellness?
Yes. All the dates and places are actually on the website. Mm-hmm.
You're traveling around.
Yeah. Doing West, yes.
Primarily in the West.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about other countries? Have you visited other countries? And if so, what have been the responses there?
Okay. Australia is the first country.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. is my second.
So we're the first stop on your world tour.
Yes, I'll go back home. And yes, it will be. We're going to Europe soon.
Ah.
So Europe will be another destination.
It does seem that these types of things are catching on, if you will.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Becoming more the mainstream. And I remember back in the 80s when I first started reading about these types of things and experiencing them meeting with people. That it was, you know, the phrase was woo-woo. That was the phrase. I thought, is that in the dictionary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Needless to say, and there was a lot of skepticism.
Yes.
Oh, even as much skepticism as, you know, taking supplements to help this and that and the other, or alternative Ayurvedic this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm. I was exactly the same. In fact, I joined the Mormon Church when I was 23, of all places in Italy. And
in Italy? Wait a minute.
Yes.
You joined the Mormon Church
in Italy,
the bastion of Catholicism.
I gave up drinking, smoking, swearing, coffee, tea, and sex.
Okay. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. So you felt that particular path, what was going to serve you at that time?
That saved my life.
Okay.
It stopped me from my self-destructive behaviors. I was going down fast. And it felt like my life went from black to white. It cleaned me up and it gave me that spiritual food that I was really searching for. And it kept me on my path and it gave me some love that I was searching for and some acceptance. And that served its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed to move on.
And so today you are what? What do you consider yourself?
No religion, non-religious.
Okay. Spiritual, obviously.
Yes.
Metaphysical?
Yes.
Okay. But other than beyond the forensic healer,
that's. I think that everyone gets led on a path that will help them if that's what their intent is.
Mm-hmm.
So religion can serve people for a certain part of their life and maybe all of their life. That's that's totally fine. It's just I want to know more. I want to know, you know, how life works, how the universe works, and I couldn't get that in one religion. I needed to step out of it.
Okay, and so do you know how the universe works now?
Still? Well, you know what? I work with a lot of people that I do have some great insight on really why people end up getting what they do.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised at where I find the causes.
Okay, so you have done whatever it is that you do initially.
Yes.
To come up with what is it that you have there?
So what I've done, when I start with in a forensic healing protocol is... I'll profile a person. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, this is who I'm working with. Same as a forensic scientist. Well, they'll profile the criminal or the perpetrator. And I've profiled a little bit, some of your information, not everything. And the first one, and I did it via Amrita. Mm-hmm. And it came up is the pattern that you will do, you've come through in this life to mm-hmm. overcome, is feeling trapped. That's the pattern that came up. And then the emotion that runs that pattern, because mm-hmm. there's an emotion that drives things, was the emotion of feeling low self-worth. And then the age that this was like programmed or imprinted on you was age 10.
So
what I would say to you is then what was happening in your life at age 10? And then I'm starting to put the pieces together. Do you remember what was happening either at home or school?
I mean, it was not a fun time at school, bullied and those kinds of things.
Felt trapped? Main thing. Did you feel trapped in that?
Oh, in a big way.
Okay, so here's this pattern of trapped. Now, let's say, because I know nothing about you and you haven't told me,
you don't know my story.
No, I don't know your story. However, I would say if you came to me with a condition, I'd ask you, is this another pattern that you're still running? Mm-hmm. You seem quite evolved. So you evolved people will move on from their patterns and try to overcome them. But this may be a pattern that's happened in your adult life mm-hmm. if you came to me and you're stressed. And I'd say, back at age 10 is where that kind of was imprinted or programmed. And I start to, with that information, it enlightens you, one, that your low self-worth is creating this negativity and creating these patterns, mm-hmm. and that you are too, and I would say to you, your affirmation when you leave from here is to say, I'm of divine worth. You know, I choose to be loved. And thank you for reminding me mm-hmm. to feel worthy when you think of a negative situation. That's the information I give away. And then I continue through finding out the cause of whatever condition is that you've come to see me with.
Okay. Now, you said before that you start, the place where you start with most people is the pain.
Yes. The pain's tangible.
Right.
So I'll do that in a demonstration mm-hmm. because someone might come to me with, they might have cancer or if they have diabetes or some type of condition that's not measurable right then and there. Mm-hmm. That's why I start with pain. And I say, so I'll choose someone with pain because that's tangible. You've got mm-hmm. 10 out of 10 pain, 10 is high, 0 is none. Work on them. So what is your number of your pain right now? And that's very tangible in minutes as opposed to something that you can't, measure.
Mm-hmm.
Or stress is another one that's quite measurable.
Right. Well, and of course, I've shared with our audience too that I've been dealing with this wonderful little issue of what's been defined as high blood pressure. And I often, and of course, I've never had the same readings twice and so forth over the last, I don't know, 5-10 years for that matter. So for me to have it where it is not abnormal. However, Amrita being very knowledgeable in the areas of the heart and blood and pressures and so forth says, no, you're in the stroke zone. And I'm feeling fine.
Really?
You know, in that respect.
Yeah.
But I wasn't dealing really well with the outside world, as I've shared with our audience before, back in November, December 2010.
Right.
And I'm getting better at that as we are all trying to evolve and move beyond our stuff. Not letting, it's none of my business what's going on over there.
Exactly.
It's none of my business.
Exactly.
That's all I can tell myself right now.
Yeah.
It's helping some. It's helping some.
Yeah.
But when you start to work on somebody, those are the kinds of things that you tap into?
You know what? The main cause that I will find, the root cause, will be it began with a relationship. Because when you think about it, you're an emotional being, so you send out vibrations and someone else sends them out, as opposed to, let's say, someone eats bread and they're gluten intolerant, that'll mm-hmm. affect their digestive system. But the most powerful transmitter of conditions is emotion and connections with people. So that's a pretty classic sign of someone has left an energy mm-hmm. on you that's turned into something that's manifested, and it will come from maybe, I would say, you feeling low self-worth. So somehow someone, there's not been a good connection and your low self-worth mm-hmm. has allowed it to start building.
Right. So I say this facetiously, so I can blame them for the problems I'm experiencing.
Yeah, well, you know what? Not at all.
No.
I say it's your low self-worth.
Because I chose to pick. But see, that's the other thing.
It's not that you chose.
I chose, in a manner of speaking, though,
because
I could have said, no, I do not receive the energies that you're sending to me.
Yeah. You can say that. However, if you've got a condition, there's something not right.
Okay.
And it's about you, strengthening yourself. However, you often need to clean up. There's a lot of past. We have baggage. It's like, you know, so let's say we accidentally were poisoned years ago. If that's not excreted from the body, then it sits there. And it's like emotions do the same. So it's a cleanup.
Right.
Cleaning your energy field.
And I know there are people that do that, and they'll use all different ways of doing that.
Yes.
I don't know, for some reason. I keep thinking, I imagine this energetic or spiritual Brillo pad, SOS pad, that's scrubbing, so to speak. So the energy fields when we come into this world at birth are clean.
Yes, somewhat.
All right, so explain why I'm a brand new person coming into this body. Yeah. Why isn't my energy field clean?
Yeah, well, it is. It's very pure. You're correct.
Okay.
Babies are very pure.
But?
However, if you think about it, you came in with a personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents will say, my children have different personalities. They've come in with talents and gifts and so forth. And why there has to be more than just this life? Because children will come into this life in terrible situations, and that is so unfair. So there needs to be a bigger picture. There needs to be a bigger understanding, and there are many directions that it could go. It could be karma. It could be life lessons. It could be your evolution of your soul. So there's many reasons why people are born in different situations, and that's what I do, is I try and make sense of really why this has occurred. And say if it's something karmic, I might say, well, you know, you might need to start saying sorry or apologizing and showing some gratitude and changing ways. And often I'll do a karmic resolution.
And you have a website?
Yes.
MarisaRusso.com?
Yeah, yeah, it's www.marisa, MARISA, Russo, RUSSO.com. And on that are all the events.
All the events, but they can also get in touch with you, find out what you do.
Yeah, there's a free workshop, which is where I do a nice group healing, and I bless everybody, and I bless the land, because what I find is really a lot of people that see me, I'll find that I'm pulling off all these negative connections, and it's almost like they're being cursed or there's been negative stuff, so I think, why not bless everyone?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do at the end of every healing session. You will bless someone to have a wonderful life and bless them with angels around them.
When we come back from our break, I want to ask you a little bit about, you've brought up the subject of karma.
Yes.
And of course, as we come into this world, in this life at birth, our energy fields are very pure.
Yes.
But I want to touch upon another areas in that area, and I'm going to leave that until we come back from our break. I'm Richard Dugan with Marisa Russo, and we're talking about the work that she does as a forensic healer. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll be right back.
Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you so much for staying with us as we are talking with Marisa Russo, and she has a website, marisarusso.com, and she is a forensic healer, which was new to me, the term itself, and your explanation at the beginning of the program, for those of you who weren't here at the beginning of the program, you're going to have to go to the end of this program. You're going to have to go to the archives page, download or listen to the interview to find out what she defines it as, needless to say. And we were talking before the break about karma. We were talking about at birth, very pure energy fields. I want to know a little bit about the coming into this life. It is said that we signed a contract, as it were, to have certain experiences.
Right.
And that we chose to have those experiences because that's what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it is some of the stuff that we get as we're growing up as children mm-hmm. that propels us into those experiences.
Yes.
Why would we want mm-hmm. to, mm-hmm. I want to say almost, yeah. What's the word when you violate a contract by not fulfilling it properly? Mm-hmm. If I said I wanted to go through this particular yes. trauma mm-hmm. and then you come along and you help me and I get and I'm healed of the karmic mm-hmm. Aspects of it, now I'm not going to go through that. Haven't I just mm-hmm. violated my contract?
Okay.
How does that yeah. all juxtapose?
Well, I look at it like this, Richard. You come into this world with this energy, with these vibrations, with in your DNA is all your past experiences. And so when you come into this life, I look at it more like whatever vibrations are still residing in you from your past life, whether it's your low self-worth will manifest, whether it's negativity with someone else, it will come about in some way. You'll get together and have some confrontation. As for contracts and vows, yes, we do. However, they might be vows like you may have been a priest mm-hmm. and there you vowed a law of chastity, a law of poverty and so forth. So you come in this life and these contracts or vows that you made are no longer serving. So when I cut them and release them, it releases you from something that is no longer necessary, no longer you are living to free you, because those past lives were quite dark, quite heavy. And as you know, we're going through a transition and it's like a cleanup. Mm-hmm. It's like lighter, better, brighter, happier. We're not here to struggle. We're here to, you know, create, know that we're creators. And right. I don't really think that we had this information. And I find it hard that someone would really choose and say, look, I really want to be abused. Or, you know, the things that happen to some people, mm-hmm. I refrain from saying, oh, you signed a contract, because it's just very cruel. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just say, look, there's vibrations within you.
Right.
And it's still running. We've got to clean that up, got to shift it. And you've come to me.
That was a thought, just came to my mind.
Yeah.
However, they've come to you
yes.
because they're tired of the
yeah.
suffering.
That's right. That's
the
right.
abuse.
Yeah.
And they want to, in a manner of speaking,
yeah.
renegotiate the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Which exactly. I guess yeah. we can do as we yeah. go through this life.
And look, I understand, like, divine, like, some people have divine karma, which you cannot change, mm-hmm. and I can test for that. And if it is, then I don't tell them that, but it won't allow me to do a karmic resolution. What mm-hmm. I do, I ask for permission. I say, is this okay? It's like everyone here is to help people, to assist us to move forward. That we're really, you know, the angels are here on the planet to mm-hmm. help us. Our children are angels. And so that's what our job is. And I always making sure I have asked for permission. I've asked for divine guidance and protection. So it's all meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of children, I've heard the term indigo.
Yes.
Related to children.
Yes.
And I've also heard different definitions from many
yes.
of our guests. Give
yes.
us yours.
Well, yes, there are different definitions, but the children today are very different to what they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They come into this life as if they already know things. They're anti-authoritarian, then they sort of like to, you know, work out their own life. But I find that they're highly, highly intuitive, and they help us. Mm-hmm. They help us awaken. They help us shift to a different vibration. They're actually here to help us heal and to lighten the vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does our present-day technology play into that? Because it seems to me that if you're going to be in the type of work, say, that you're doing,
yes,
technology has nothing to do with it. You're going to use, obviously, the internet and
yes.
your website to let
yeah.
people know about what you do, the
yes.
workshops, and
yeah.
so on and so forth. But it's not something that you use. You have a whole nother level of technology you're using.
Yes.
That is not physical.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. However, we're in an advanced world.
Mm-hmm.
We have technology that can really help us, and that technology does also get affected by energies, and it's balancing out living in this life and making sure that we keep this equilibrium so we can go forward and progress around this technology.
Mm. Now, I know that you're on a tour of the U.S., the West Coast, and so forth here for the next few weeks. Why did you come to the United States?
Why? One, because I was told the Americans are very open and receive very well. I also feel that with a lot of turmoil in the world, I understand you've now got cyclones happening down, was that south?
Midwest, yeah. In the south.
And wherever I go, I like to leave the place better than I found it. I like to leave a person more uplifted and blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because my life was so terrible, and I know that when it was so terrible, that being able to lift someone out of a dark place is a beautiful thing. And I felt Americans, and I was asked, it seemed to just flow for me that America was the place to come next. I don't know if have you heard of Uluru in Ayers Rock? Well, Oprah went to Uluru when she went to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And as strange as this may seem, I literally bumped onto her in a little walk. That was just crazy, but that's not my story. The story is there's in the cultural center, there's a book called The Sorry Book. And Uluru is a sacred big red rock that's so sacred, and it's known that it's very spiritual and it has beautiful sunsets,
mm-hmm.
that you don't take anything from it. You treat it with respect. And if you don't, your life is cursed. And the Sorry Book is story after story, letter after letter of people returning rocks and soil of how they took it from the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And their life was horrible. I mean, I saw a story of people dying and cancers and relationship problems and car wrecks and just insurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're the same. When we disrespect others, it's almost like our life gets cursed in a way. So the more kinder we are, the more times we bless people, the more our lives are in turn blessed. And I feel that wherever we go, we should bless and respect people and the land,
mm-hmm.
and bring some calm to the, and bring peace in people's hearts so that that vibrates out and brings calm in the world.
Well, I have to say, too, that when I have different guests on the program, yeah. with names that are difficult to pronounce, for example, well, Marisa is not that difficult. It's just, it's not an it's not a long I, it's a long E. But it is an I in the name, right?
Yes.
It is, I have learned that you show someone respect, mm-hmm. by learning how to pronounce their name. Don't go changing it,
yes.
to suit your ability.
Yeah.
Show them, mm-hmm. respect by learning how to pronounce it.
Yes. I totally agree. Even, yes, I do. I don't feel right when someone doesn't pronounce it correctly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's not your name.
No.
If it's not Marisa, that's not your name. Then if it's not your
name.
That's
right.
I remember an experience early in my radio career where I was producing a program, and the gentleman's name was Larry Lee Versteeg, but for some reason I could not say his last name, so I just called him Larry Lee.
Yes.
After a year and a half, I finally was, for some reason, I was able to say it. And I said, do you want to change his name? No, actually, Larry Lee works much better, which was fine, but still, it was not how he addresses himself.
Yeah.
So
that's showing kindness and thought and appreciation for that person, and they feel that.
And I try to help people with Amrita's name when they have difficulty. Amrita.
Yes.
Amrita.
Yes.
And most people, and we've had some people that get it right off the bat. I mean, I don't have to say a word. They, lovely name.
Yeah.
And it is indeed.
Yeah.
When you travel about and you're amongst people, do you pick up when you're in crowds? Do you pick up different things, or do you have to be invited to, how do I say this, run your forensic scan, if that's the right term, such as what you did with my information.
Right. So what do you mean when I do a seminar?
Well, when you're just walking about, I know that there are some people.
Oh, okay, sure.
Who just, they pick up,
the
that
energy
person.
Field. You're talking about the energy
field. Yeah, exactly.
Field. Yes.
Are you just picking up on that consciously, or is it something, unconsciously, or is it something that you have to get yourself in a state to connect with?
Well, yes, I do go in the zone when I'm healing or when I'm in a group healing session. However, when I'm attuned to energy because I use it all the time, so I feel I'm very perceptive and very sensitive, so I do feel an awful lot. So I can get really affected by other people's energy. But to read, I'm as a forensic healer, I do need to use science and logic and intuition to start reading your energy field. However, when someone sits there, I can go, oh, yes, because I'm so skilled at it. Yes, that's your pattern, and yes, I can see what's going on. So it becomes very familiar. But I do, I can look out in the crowd, and you're the same. You're very, I can feel your energy flows really well. You're very open, and you would pick up, which makes you a good conduit as a reader, and you would be able to feel other people's energy. And when you interview, you can feel really good, or you might feel a little drained. And it's when people have that flow of energy, they become more sensitive. So, yeah, I do. I can feel it quite intensely.
So there is sort of an empathic connection.
Yes.
As far as the energy.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm what you might call clairsentience, as in feeling, knowing.
Okay.
As opposed to seeing. And I'm actually quite happy about not seeing, because I go in some ugly places.
Yes.
And I can really feel, you know, sometimes the energy is just quite horrible. Mostly it's pretty good, but I get that sense that some energies aren't very good. So, and I think that makes me quite fearless.
So tell me, when, well, for example, we saw you in the parking lot.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, that looks like Marisa.
Yes.
Okay. And came up and introduced myself. Do you get impressions from people?
Yes.
As they approach you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I get a feeling. I feel their energy.
Okay.
It's just a feeling.
And this is something that's developed over time as well.
Yeah, yes, because I was so shut down that I really felt nothing. And I shut myself down because I was so sensitive that it was too painful to feel. And so in opening that up, and I open myself up, and I become more skilled and more attuned every year of my life. You develop the skill even greater, to a greater degree.
I ask these questions because you are not keeping this information to yourself.
No.
You're wanting to share this and teach others.
Yes.
That's where the workshops come in.
Yes. Yeah. I do. I want people to be able to bless others' lives. It's such a noble profession and such a beautiful profession to bless others and assist them to go forward. And in turn, it's like karma. It's just, it creates, and I strive for a nice, peaceful life. And giving peace to others also brings peace to my life. And so it's what I'm destined to do.
Okay. Leads me to my final two questions.
Okay.
Who is Marisa Russo?
Well, Marisa Russo is a forensic healer that believes that we are creators of our life, and that we can be, do, and have whatever we wish. We just need to take our power back and clean our energies up, and believe that, and ask, and you shall receive. And it may be in meeting someone that helps you move to that next place.
And why this? Why now? Why forensic healing? Yeah. And why now?
It's desperately needed for people to make that shift, to move across to that bridge, to free themselves. And when they get a taste of it, they want to keep moving. They want to keep transforming themselves to have freedom, because today's life, really, there's no stability outside anywhere, really. There's no peace really outside. So we need to create that within ourselves. So I assist people to bring that vibration of peace and stability into themselves. And in essence, that will ripple out and bring that over to wherever they live, or their residence, their family, their country. It just keeps rippling out.
I want to thank you so much for sharing your time here on the Concordance here in Marina Del Rey, and for coming to the United States and sharing what you have with us.
I'm so grateful. Thank you, Richard.
And we look forward to hearing more about you and your travels and the work that you're doing and the trainings of others through the workshops that you're doing at marisarusso.com.
That's right. There's a list of all the workshops. There are free workshops, so people can come and get a sample and have some blessings upon them. And then there's a 6-hour workshop where you can learn the basic forensic healing, you can learn some of the techniques to profile somebody and to heal.
And is this possible to do these? You do these over the internet, or do they have to come to Australia, or
we are having a 7-day intensive workshop in Los Angeles in June. However, there is a home study course. All the videos,
excellent.
Watch my videos. They're beautifully done, and there's manuals that go with it. So there's a home study course, and a lot of people do the home study course, then come and join us at a live forensic healing course or workshop. So there's lots of options. There's lots of DVDs.
Fantastic. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you for joining us. Again, MarisaRusso.com. We are linked to her website as well, and you can get more information by going to RichardDugan.com, clicking on Marisa Russo, and listen to this interview as well. As many times as you like, share it with your friends, and again, go to MarisaRusso.com. I'm Richard Dugan for Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next Saturday, love to all.